Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith Overt here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square. And let me tell you something. I haven't even started drinking yet, but I am having fun. And I got some pretty cool characters hanging out in the studio with me. So, gentlemen, let's go around the horn and introduce yourselves and start talking about why we're here.
Chad Brillante, and I wish I could say the same about the drinking part, but I'm glad to be here today. It's a beautiful day once again in Pensacola, and wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Yeah, man. So, okay, so what do you do?
I work with ESPN Radio in town, ESPN Pensacola, on 101.1 FM and 1450 AM. Host a show called The Drive, because it's at drive time, and we have a fun time just talking sports. No college football is king in the area, but cover a wide variety from everything. We'll even get to women's lacrosse if you want to hear it. So whatever you want to hear, we'll talk about, and we're always having fun. That's the number one thing, entertainment, and have fun.
That's it, man.
Chad, I will pledge myself to be your next call-in listener to talk women's lacrosse.
Let's do it.
All right, Eric, follow that.
Very cool. Eric Hansen with Keller Williams Realty Gulf Coast. Run the Hansen Real Estate Team here in downtown Pensacola, and we're here to chat a little bit about our upcoming grand opening. It is going to be Friday, and a great event to raise money for Manna Food Pantries.
Yeah, we got to let them know about your VIP experience, too.
We do. We definitely want to talk about that.
Absolutely.
Hey, Keith.
What's up, man?
What's up, bud? Good to see you again. Garrett Laborde for your listeners. I'm a business and intellectual property law attorney, and I feel like I've drank this morning. I had to stay up late and get something filed.
That's not the fun drinking, though.
I had a client with a deadline. I know, right? And I had a client with a deadline. We needed to get something filed, so I stayed up late at the office. And anyway, and then I had an early start again this morning, but happy to be here to talk about a big event we have coming up.
And yet you still didn't bring me breakfast.
And I walked in with a Starbucks cup, man. I left you
late. Late, by the way. I'm running a little behind. I got caught up.
Just having a baby girl.
Caramel mochaccino.
I realize once we have a 3-month-old baby at the house, I'm going to buy stock in coffee, because I know it goes out of the house like, you know, those little the new cups they sell.
Yeah.
Those things go too quickly. So, coffee, not a bad. Yeah, mind a sip. Okay.
And truth is, this is,
you're not
this
offering?
Is a plastic cup. No, we can absolutely put three straws in this, guys, if you want.
Let's do that.
Let's do this. What's the Lady and the Tramp style.
Yeah, right?
No, truth is, this is a Keurig. I just pour them into these. Ah, yeah, and then later in the day, I go and just, Starbucks.
Look cooler that way. It looks cooler.
Yeah, I don't have the patience for Keurigs. Like,
It's 25 seconds.
Yes, but when I want the second cup after the first, you just need to get, let me grab it and go.
Okay, yeah.
See, I've gone to the big leagues. I wear one of those, like the beer hats with the funnels. Now it just has coffee pouring through.
That's it. Yeah. After you have a kid, that's what you need.
That's right. Yeah. Because you need your hands.
That's right. It's the Bluetooth headset of coffee drinking.
That's it, man.
God, we're on to something right now.
I knew this was going to be trouble this morning.
And the heart attack level's gone up in our country by 45%.
All right, Eric, let's talk about this, man, because you've been down there busting your butt at your place. And now you guys, we're doing the grand opening Friday. And
yes, we are.
You guys have created all kinds of, this is going to be a really cool event, looks like. So
yeah,
shout it out, man.
Yeah, in the last month or so, we've come together as a group and put together some ideas to throw a fun event and not just celebrate our office and be selfish that way. But we also thought we'd, because this is kind of how the Hansen team and Keller Williams culture rolls, as well as Garrett's crew. Is to give back to the community. So we thought that was a wonderful opportunity when we're going to have 100 or 200 or maybe 300 people together in one place. Why don't we raise some money for Manna Food Pantries?
And, I love it, man.
Being there downtown, and now is an important time for them in the summertime. And Garrett can speak to that in just a minute, how important it is for them to be able to have some extra funds and some food available for the kids as they get out of school. So.
Seriously. And you guys are making the rounds, right?
We really are. I am... happy to be partnered with such marketing experts in the Keller Williams real estate team. And, you know, it's made it really easy. Undoubtedly, when you go to your partners and your friends and your clients, you say, hey, we're doing something not only to celebrate downtown's momentum and business growth.
Sure.
But by the way, our money's going into the, basic operating costs. But then every single dollar after that is going 100% to Manna Food Pantries. It's been an easy sell. I think part of Eric's team has canvassed just about all of the downtown vendors and restaurants, and just to make sure they know, one, to attend, two, to bring food. So we have some really good food vendors, and we'll have beer and wine. But also, you know, the financial institutions, maybe we could give some acknowledgement to some of those, including Centennial Bank and Hancock Bank, Bank of Pensacola, many of the lending companies that Eric's team works with, some clients of mine. You know, they recognize that, look, when you're going to have a visible event in an area with such focused development right now, it helps to have your name up there. So that's been fun. It's been a good discussion. And I think we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 16 or 17 sponsors. They're all pitching in. And it's a very good
business
feeling.
Is helping businesses.
Yeah.
Imagine
Absolutely.
That.
I know, right?
What a concept, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pensacola comes together like that. It's been great to see.
Let me address the MANA need. So as most people know, they lost their facility entirely in the floods of April 2014. It was a catastrophic event for many people.
Some almost worse than the hurricane, and I can contest because we had to clear out a friend's house that was waist deep in water in Gulf Breeze.
Yeah.
After they fled the house 4 hours earlier because it was knee deep in water.
Yeah,
like in the middle of the night, man.
I did that as well in Perdido until some guy yelled there were snakes in the garage. And then I'm like, I love you, man, but not helping you anymore. Please don't do that. But
that's it.
Yeah, the floods definitely, and like you were talking about, the MANA food pantries, how much they do. We know that when you give food out there, that it's going directly to people that need food.
Yeah.
Meaning that, and I'm not saying that all charities aren't perfect, but when you donate or write that check to a charity, you're not 100% if, you know, portion's going to go for the CEO.
Right.
Where every dollar is going. When you donate canned goods to the MANA Food Pantry, you're hoping that each one of those is going to somebody that needs it. And it is. And that's what's so great about working with them.
Yeah, Chad, good point. I've never really thought of it that way, but it's not like they're hosting catering events.
No.
They're not
delivering.
I don't think
yams, yeah. To, yeah,
one
exactly.
can yam goes to the kids, one goes to my party. You know, it doesn't work that
yeah.
way.
And if any of you know Dee Dee Flaunlacker, she's an amazing philanthropist and executive director of that organization. She was formerly with Ronald McDonald House some years ago and has been with MANA for, I think, over 5 years now. When I talked to her earlier this spring, she mentioned to me that, you know, they are pretty much, they always need food, but what they're really trying to do is build their cash reserves to still overcome their space challenges. They have identified a new facility, and
right.
so it's, you know, time for them to build those reserves. And let me give some more detail about something Eric touched on, and that is, and it escaped my, you know, first thought, but when the schools let out, think about it. Many of these kids in poor areas, their best chance at a nutritious meal comes because the school gives it to them. But when
right.
the schools are out, MANA has to step up, and their need, as she put it, has a spike throughout the summer. And so there's another reason why
MANA,
we want to support
I didn't even think about that.
Right. And they provide that meal
yeah.
to many of those kids.
Huh. Yeah. All right. So you guys are benefiting, but do we know what their specific needs are? I mean, obviously canned foods, but what else can people bring some stuff to the event?
We've, with the guidance of Dee Dee at MANA Food Pantries, have kept it with cash funds for this event.
Sure.
And so with the donations from our sponsors and on the day of, we're going to be selling raffle tickets. So this is not a food drive
right.
event, although I'm sure that we will gladly accept for them and they can put it to good
Somebody's going to bring you a can, dude, I promise.
And that's okay. And we will not put it in our kitchen. We will send it over to them, and that would be fine as well. But we are definitely, this is focused on building cash reserves for them as well. That's what they need right now.
Yeah.
That's what they've asked for. And so we're going to provide that as much as we can. I know that we've had, you know, like Garrett said, 16 or 17 sponsors every day, even this week so far, the last few days, we've had multiple sponsors ask to get involved. So we put this together sort of last minute, I would call it. 30,
it was
30
very
days
quick.
Ago,
yeah.
I'd say six weeks.
6 weeks ago. And so to put on this event and to have this many people already get behind us, we are thrilled with the support in a short period of time. And we've all got pretty busy jobs, and like you were saying, the VIP experience you and I've been working on, and Garrett's been slammed with what he's got going on. We've been able to take some time out of our busy schedules to put this together,
and
so I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
This Friday, correct?
This Friday, 4 o'clock ribbon cutting, and goes through till about 7:30. We got a live band coming out, like Garrett said, a lot of food vendors. So come on out between 3:30 and 7:00.
Who's playing?
Join us. We have the Dizzy Juke Trio.
Cool.
My brother-in-law Travis is the drummer, so
yeah,
it's going to be a blast. Good old Southern rock and some great covers that very recognizable music. So it's going to be a blast.
And are they going to be outside or are you
outside?
Putting, okay,
right,
cool.
In the parking lot. Yep, we're celebrating.
Yeah, I mean, you guys got a great spot to throw a party, dude.
We prayed
you
for
really
good
did.
Weather and we got a great spot. Garrett and I were out last night, just kind of mapping everything out, and we changed it 4 times, I think, in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I think we got a pretty good layout.
Lawyers
of how it's
going to
be.
Lawyers do that, dude. It happens.
A lot of zoning.
You wanted me
to
rewrite it 3 times. Yeah, let's talk about exactly, right? So, many of you know I'm from Louisiana. We boil a lot of crawfish. I have seen a pot of crawfish go over, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not pretty. No. People scram. And so, you know, it's one of those things. By the way, one of Eric's good partners is bringing crawfish.
We have crawfish.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
Chris? Is Chris bringing them?
Yeah,
nice,
Chris
dude.
Is boiling crawfish.
Keith's friend as well.
Let me tell you, those are probably going to be some of the best crawfish you've ever had in your life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I will give you that.
So I lost my third cousin, crawfish boil. Sad moment right there. We finished. I mean, we took care of it after we finished the crawfish.
So yeah, I'm just sure.
That's right.
We finished it first.
They do cool off quickly.
We paid homage. By
that's it, man. Awesome.
Well, yes. So Friday, we got to stress the date and, you know, the venue. So corner of Tarragona and Garden, ish, right?
Yeah.
It's 21 South Tarragona, which is just about a half a block south of Garden. Again, that sort of marks the beginning or the gateway, if you will, into a lot of construction activity.
Yeah.
We are half a block from the now begun or commenced Studer multi-use six-story building.
Right.
They have taken over the back of the Opera's parking lot, and the construction trailers are all in.
Yeah.
It looks like
dirt
has been moving the last couple of weeks. I would imagine steel is going to be dropped off in 30-minute increments any day now,
it
looks like. And the YMCA, the new Downtown Y,
is about a half a block from us.
And they're about to be in the dry. At my Rotary luncheon yesterday, Bill Seedes, the executive director, gave a nice presentation and overview, and that was one of their updates, was that they're about to be in the dry, meaning that in the construction world, once you're in the dry, it doesn't matter if it pours down all day long, construction continue to go on. That's a,
sure.
that's a good milestone. So they're on track. In fact, they're going to be one of the community partners to come to our event. We want to showcase them.
Absolutely.
And let people get a sneak peek of what the new Y is going to look like. Their pricing structure is going to stay the same through a certain day.
So they came and spoke at the Gopher Club or whatever. I'm so impressed with the way that they have facilitated this.
Right. I mean, it seems to me they want to make the transition smooth, but value add for every, you know, historical member, new members, families, you know, the just to give them a plug. I mean, their full family package is only like $63. So that's you, your spouse, and as many kids as you can, you know, put under one roof. The senior enrollment is like $25.
Yeah.
For that world-class facility that's about to be completed, that's pretty awesome. So we're excited to have them there as well to basically point over their shoulder at the new beautiful structure that's about to be completed.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to them at the new Y, make sure that they fix their basketball hoops, because the other one, for some reason, my ball wasn't going in, so it must be the hoops' fault. So if they can fix it at the new one, okay, all right, maybe enlarge them as I get out there.
Either that or they're overinflating the balls going back.
By the way, the more children you have, the less the skills.
Yeah, the less move to the hoop, the more shooting, the more laziness from out there. Yeah. I get about 5 feet away. I'm not taking it to the hoop.
Just don't practice with the diapers, dude.
Yeah, it's,
it doesn't work.
It's don't tell the wife that. Yeah. Whoops.
Well, Chad, you and I are to partner up because I've asked if they'll drop them to 7 feet, and they won't do it for me.
All right. Well, maybe then I can still make a layup like the WNBA. Right.
Yeah, so. Can't you sue somebody for that?
No.
Cool, man. I'm congratulations. You know, totally impressed.
It's gonna be a great spot.
Coming out of the gate swinging like the rest of this community is doing, and it adds to the rising tide. And I think it's freaking awesome.
Yeah,
so I get excited.
We're thrilled. We got a good location, and when I walked in there, I knew it immediately. So parking is very hard to come by in downtown, and that was one of the big selling points for us, was being able to find a nice big parking lot where it was easy to get into, and you didn't have to throw the quarters in there every time.
Yeah.
So
very cool.
And now it's a perfect place for a party. We might have to make it an annual event.
Yeah. Or a Friday night thing, whatever.
We definitely have some tailgates coming up. Wahoos and Flyers.
Yeah, well, when we moved in, one of the first things that Eric mentioned, I think even before we started moving in, was that he was going to do a Blue Wahoos tailgate party, and it turned out to be awesome. And friends with Gopher Carts. Gopher Carts, yep. Were there, and Do we have them locked in for this
Friday? They will be there because there is a Wahoos game immediately following. Yep. So anybody who wants to come out to the event and actually park there and have some fun with us can get a free ride over to the Wahoo Stadium with our friends at Gopher Cars.
I know, right? Seriously. Yeah.
So have a few drinks with us and don't
party
get back in
the car. You had me a free ride.
Yeah. You had me a free ride.
That's right.
And these are sweet golf carts. Have you seen them? They're six-seaters, and they're LED lit up, and they've got the jam going
on. It's like
on.
The Shaq-mobile, dude.
Yeah.
It's got, like, they can put speakers. They can do all kinds of
custom
stuff
reggae,
with it. Yeah.
He's got reggae thumping in there. It's nice. And you don't have to pedal like that other party thing, you know?
Yeah. It's,
well, you didn't have to pedal when you rode with them either.
Oh, that's true. I mean, let somebody else pedal. Keith, is that the
exactly. I never understood that. Let's drink and workout. Nah, not so much.
You're the guy that gets those stares, like, that guy over there is not doing his job. Be like, I'm doing part of my job.
Yeah, that's it.
I have a feeling on that party bus, you'd be the entertainment, Keith.
I'm always the entertainment, man. My life's more fun that way.
That's right.
You know? Live it to be free, man.
We'll block off an hour for you Friday night.
Yeah.
He can just do a little stand-up or something for us.
If you got it, flaunt it, right?
That's it, man.
There you go.
Speaking of,
can pay me in crawfish.
Keith, are you going to be there?
I am going to be there.
Well, great.
Maybe I might even be wearing my red coat by then, too.
Oh, excellent. That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little reference to the red coat ambassadors from the chamber, who, by the way, we also should give up a courtesy thanks to the chamber. They typically don't do ribbon cuttings afternoon on Friday. Mm-hmm. Something about the beach, or I don't know what it is. But we asked, we said, look, many of the people in the Red Coat Ambassadors are friends of ours and or invitees to this event. Could we maybe do it later so that we can go right in from the ribbon cutting? Yeah. And so they graciously, Lindsay Ryman over there, VP of membership, said, yeah, we can definitely accommodate that. So we're having the Red Coat Ambassadors do our multiple ribbon cuttings at noon, at four, and then we'll have the band crank up and the beverages,
and
the bar open right then. Yeah.
We'll try not to knock over the crawfish.
Maybe we should have Keith MC for us.
I've been known to MC once in a while.
He knows, he knows just about all the
coming,
people.
Chad's coming though, man. I'll tell you what. Maybe we could both do it, dude. We'd be trouble.
I've got a 5 o'clock feeting and a diaper change at six, so we'll see. But we'll see if I can find some time.
I'd like Chad to do color commentary, man. Maybe we could do crawfish racing and he could just...
Oh, man.
That could be exciting.
You know,
that could change this whole
thing. We'd have to just start making stuff. That would be like old school radio, wouldn't
it? Still brings back bad memories. I know, right? Cussing, but I'll do it. Thank you, guys.
Cool. All right, man. Let's tell them one more time where it is, what time they need to be there.
All right. This Friday at 4 o'clock, ribbon cutting, 21 South Tarragona. And just bring a little extra cash for raffle tickets, and you'll get some drinks included with that. And so ends around 7. We'll keep the party going till 8 if everybody's still having a good time.
Yep. All ages accepted. Kids.
Absolutely.
Moms, dads, brothers, third cousins, if you still have them.
Anybody and everybody who just wants to come join us, they can just show on up anytime between 4 and 7.
Cool. Very
cool. Come party with us.
All right, man. Chad, you're up, dude. So I met you like 2 weeks ago, and I'll be honest, I don't have time for ESPN radio, so
that's all right.
Only in the sense that I'm just doing other things. I'm sure it's been on in the background, but I've never even put two and two together.
You know, the job changed a long time ago with smartphones. Now it's easy just to go click, click, click. All right, Stanley Cup score, NBA, boom, got my sports for the day. Everybody, you know, hustle and bustle. I tried it for about a month when I've been married my beautiful wife. She was just on the cover of VIP magazine, by the way, this week. But was married now for 3 weeks. For 3 years.
Is she aware of this?
She is not aware. This is not a Bartolo Colon second family story here.
As an entertainment lawyer, you will not be on Husband of the Year cover.
No. I know that. Yeah, nobody's putting me on the cover of anything. I do like here, though, with Quint on the Powerful Women.
Yeah, Colleen does some Powerful Women Golf Course Radio stuff with
us. I know Quint very well doing some stuff with Blab TV, and it was funny though, because when I got into the job for a while, I'd tell her, you know, honey, it's been a long day, but it's just part of my job to kick back the shoes and watch this game tonight. I just got to analyze. She goes, yeah, nice try. Yeah, we have some dishes in there. We got some things to have. Get your butt up off the couch. So that didn't work out, but you know, sports is entertainment, and we live in a society today that engages in the social media aspect of it, the stories beyond the game itself, outside the lines gets great ratings because people want to know more. I mean, the concussion movie is something intriguing to a lot of people because it takes football, which everybody loves here. Mm-hmm. We're in America. And you add football
And then you add now something that everybody can relate to, because sure. before they send their son an equal opportunity or son or daughter out on the football field or any sport, they want to know the safety of the game yep. and be educated. And that's one of the things that sports delivers. So, you know, when I talk sports, it's more, we have fun. If anybody's listening in, I want people to be able to laugh and then be engaged, be able to be part of the yeah. show at all times. You know, the days of just giving updates is over, and that's something that you know, I take serious in my job.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
So, where were you before you decided to land on our beautiful white beaches?
Las Vegas, against my mother's will. Right before college, end up saying, "Okay, got a business
your wife
opportunity."
Know that?
She did know that. It was a different. I went by Chip back then, but you know, we were out there, different life
in Dales.
Yeah. No, not Chief. You seen this body?
He told you he lost his third cousin. He's not around anymore.
I was the penny slot Chip in Dales, I guess, in Vegas, you would say right there. But
I thought we were on radio for a reason. I know why.
when we were out there, and I had a fun time. But enjoyed it. I think everybody's perception of when you live in Vegas, you dress like James Bond and play craps and drink a martini.
Sure.
But
oh, yeah.
we had a little like Olive Garden and a tennis court. We actually had like a movie theater. But the difference is, you know, in a city where something might happen, where like Jimmy Buffett's in town, it's mm-hmm. 5 o'clock somewhere, everybody's excited. Yeah, that's like, yeah, that's down the road every night at the Bellagio. Yeah. You know, there's yeah. every single night there's something. My
sure.
first night in there, I drove in and Bruce Springsteen, the boss, is playing Born in the USA on a fake beach at the Mandalay Bay. I'm like, that's pretty cool. That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah.
I spent a little on fireworks, but I lived out there, worked with the Major League Baseball Network, got into play-by-play broadcasting. I was that annoying guy. And welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful Saturday night here at the stadium.
I love the DJ voice.
And we did all that, then moved on. If you like the DJ voice and next up on the mic, it's Cinnamon. Everybody give it up. No, just never mind. Oh, whoops. Can we cut that actually? But, you know, we had a blast and, realized though that sports and, entertainment is awesome. But, when I got married, I realized family comes first and
yeah.
Pensacola, she was born and raised here, met her at gallery night at the old Blazoos downtown. And realized this is where I wanted to be with my family. Priorities were to do something special here. It was right around the time ESPN Pensacola was getting launched.
Right.
And was just blessed with the opportunity to host a show in this market. And, you know, at one point, my mind was going, had a chance to work with the headquarters in Bristol. But I really want to do something special. When you put your project like you guys are doing to something beyond just your job, but you want to go beyond the limits. Keith, what mm-hmm. you do for businesses in the area, what people want to try to do something good. And that's what I want 15, 20 years down the road, people look and say, you know what, it's sports, but also what ESPN Pensacola has done for our community is something special.
Yeah.
And I want to be part of that for the next couple decades to come, or as long as I last, drinking 5 cups of coffee a day, maybe for the next 4 years.
Yeah,
to come.
Through the hat. Through the hat.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
So
as long as you stay away from crawfish.
That's right. I know a guy that could probably patent that for
Betsy.
You.
Betsy, tears every
yeah,
time.
The hat.
Yeah, there we go.
The coffee
sounds
hat.
Good.
All right, so, well, let's talk sports in Pensacola, because, because you know, we were talking about UWF earlier, and then we started just kind of branching off. There's a whole lot going on here, isn't there?
Awesome time right now. Pete Chinnick couldn't brought a better guy in, family man. He built a program for football from scratch at UNC Pembroke, and he's doing that now at UWF. And the thing is, it for an organization, especially at a college, to get to the level of success, it starts from the president, the AD, all the way through. And Dr. Judy Bentz, she an archaeologist of all kind, a female archaeologist. She is so into sports, so passionate about it, that you see the success. Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, was down there. I was at their awards banquet last month, and he says there are a lot of schools out there that don't get one trophy.
Sure.
They have won national championship after national championship. What Derek Racine does for the tennis team, the golf team, Coach Fell, they just had him in Colorado. Everywhere you look, they just brought in Jeff Berkhammer for basketball. Friends with Stephanie Yelton. They do a great job. The women's basketball team made the NCAA tournament. Looking at all their sports across. But we know in any sports that it's built from football. I mean, your football program will establish the barriers the rest of all the sports to come. And people want to go there. And we've already got Pensacola and the beautiful beaches where people want to travel. You add football to the mix. Playing at Blue Wahoo Stadium, a very unique venue overlooking the bay. How many people can say they tailgate in a bay instead of one of those parking lots in -5-degree weather, as most football stadiums are? We're really excited. And what they're doing here, you can travel 4 hours to all the SEC and ACC country teams, and we still will. Everybody's still going to have their Florida States, their Floridas, LSU, Alabama, and Auburn.
I'm not
the
going
world.
There, dude.
No, but if we can wake up in the morning, watch it on a 60-inch Vizio flat screen on the back of a truck bed, and then walk into a beautiful stadium and watch our own local team, I think a
kinda
lot of
cool.
people will take that option. Yeah, it's very
so
exciting.
Instead of it just being UWF football, it's going to really just be like football out there.
Oh, it's going to be, yeah, everybody but Bobby Boucher will be out there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to having it, and like I said, with all the kids in the future, they get to watch this, and that's the cool part is watching the kids in elementary school and high school now that will look up to being a next Argonaut and be part of UWF.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you what I've seen, too, is even in the high schools and the elementary schools, like things that weren't there when I was going, like lacrosse, which just wasn't around here, what, even up like 3 or 4 years ago, is now like here in a huge way.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer through the roof, you know? So obviously this community here has embraced whatever sport that they can and get their hands on.
You know, and Keith, one of the things too is we live in a unique area. Individual sports huge. I've had a chance to MC the double bridge run, the marathons, a lot of the triathlons in the area. And it's always fun until you get that one person's name wrong. But, you know, it's or the
it's
machine messes up, and nothing like announcing there was a group of runners in our last run. And apparently all four of them combined to be 102 years old. So they cross the finish line. I say, let's give it up for Stephanie, 102 years old, everybody. And she looks over like, I just got out of high school.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, well, it would be a better story if you were 102. But, you know.
So is that your Steve Harvey moment?
Yeah, that was, Columbia coming down here. Yeah, no, it's, I've had plenty of Steve Harvey moments in the life right there. Don't get paid to have that problem, you know, he does, you know.
And his recovery was amazing.
Oh, it's awesome.
Amazing.
That, the way he took it and spun it.
Yeah, Steve's fun to watch. Family Feud gives me some laughs as well, man.
Kids have turned on to that like the last week or so. So I'll come home and they're watching Family Feud, and some of it, I'm like, this is totally not okay for some of the survey answers. But it's funny, dude.
I used to host the show in the morning, and one of these kid just randomly came up to me. He says, "My daddy listens to you, but I like Steve Harvey better." And I said, "Son, so do I." I said, "So do I." So I'm not trying to compete with him. He's got a bigger smile than me. He's, I've got hair on him. That's it. More hair. That's about all I have on him. So, you talk about sports. One of the diverse things about this area is from cycling, outdoor events. They just had the motor cross outdoor jet ski races.
Things were cool, man.
Awesome.
I was out there for
that's
that.
That's awesome.
That.
I mean, the one thing about you look at the area, there is so much happening outdoors every single day. Mm-hmm. This had a huge kayak fishing tournament at Shoreline Park last week. Everywhere you look, there's something happening outdoors in Pensacola, which makes it so unique. Where when we cover sports, it's one thing to talk about the major sports, the Power Five conferences in college football. But I'm also paying attention to, hey, what's happening this week with a big Blue Marlin tournament or the Red Snapper season going on. So it's definitely a very diverse area for that.
It's awesome. Yeah. All right, man. I want to know about the worst sport, the worst event you've ever covered.
Worst event I've ever had. That's a tough one right there.
Or your worst broadcast moment. How about that?
There's a lot of back in the early 20s when I first started, you think everybody's going to come out there and be Chris Berman, just going Michael, Jackson, and a bit back, and having fun like that. Doesn't work out that way. I got sent to Salina, Kansas to do a game in -5-degree weather to do a Polish volleyball game. Mm. After looking at the roster of people that spell their name like Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski, by the way, that's with a K, I started looking and realized that everybody was going to get nicknames. So I was like, and coming up there for the spike, it's Jimmy C on there. I don't know how to even start here. But I remember doing that game and realizing I've done a lot of games over the last month in the three Bs, the cities with the three Bs. You got beer drinking, bingo, and bull riding. That's all. I mean, maybe a Dollar General thrown in the mix, which is
your bull ride, I'm sure.
But that is, if you have a Bass Pro Shop, the fourth B, it is like Disney World to that city. But you have a lot of those places that don't have anything out there, and you come back home to Pensacola and you're like, woof, you can go drink a Corona on the beach and overlook the waves where people travel thousands of miles. But I remember doing that Polish volleyball game and said, is this where my career is going? And a couple months later,
that was
got
your
an opportunity.
Shining moment,
yes,
huh?
That was the moment, the change of moment, the coming to Jesus type moment in my life was doing a Polish volleyball game in Salina, Kansas.
So, what's the best one you've done? What's been your favorite?
Best moment? I was on the sidelines for the Iron Bowl. If you're an Alabama fan, sorry to hear this. Chris Davis's return, that was really cool. Just covering that event. I've had a chance for the Orlando Magic when I worked in Orlando. covering a couple games. Dwight Howard, thank you for not coming through. But Orlando played the Lakers in the NBA Finals, was at that game, sat next to Charles Barkley in that one, and was just awesome. I mean, that moment right there, sitting there. I would say those are some of the coolest moments, getting a chance. On a personal note, getting to watch my wife overcoming some stuff, family stuff, and finishing a marathon race, and getting to announce her name. That was emotional.
That's cool,
I don't break down that much on air.
That's a long 26.2 miles.
I did a show an hour after my grandfather passed away, and I was able to do it 2 hours. That's one thing about our job, and Keith, you know it.
Yeah.
You just, no matter what it is, you just got to put on that, you know, hey, everybody, because there's people out there listening that, frankly, they don't care. They want their sports. And, you know, at the end of the day, though, there was a moment with our family, and watching her overcome that to finish that marathon and getting to announce her name, there's nothing like it. It was the most, it was a special moment right there in my life.
Very cool. Yeah. Awesome, man. Sounds like you're having fun.
I'm having a blast. I wake up every, maybe it's the coffee, maybe it's the six cups, but you know, it's every morning.
Well, we know it's
up.
Not your basketball game.
This hair usually straight before I have a cup of coffee, but you know, it's a blast. And that's what, you know, for anybody out there, whatever they do, we all would like to have a nice paycheck. And a lot of times that when you get older, you realize that's the best path. But if you can do something you wake up every day and you love, I mean, that's what I get to do with sports. And I wouldn't trade in the world. I was a wash up baseball player. I was an ERA infinite. If people don't know what that means, it means you haven't got an out in your career, but you've allowed a lot of runs. So you don't actually have an ERA. It just says infinite next to INF, and that doesn't stand for something inferior or something like that. It should, but just infinite is what it stands for. That was my ERA at UCF. So I was a 3-day career, tumor rotator cuff, and realized probably wasn't going to the big leagues at that point. So, but I had a good time down there and end up starting in Orlando. Randomly got here to Pensacola, but this is my home for life. And,
cool.
You know, it's an awesome place
to be.
We're
glad to have you, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Out. Yeah. Let's go eat some crawfish.
Let's do it. Yeah. In Betsy's honor. Yeah.
That's
her cousin. Right there,
so, yeah. Very cool. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we're getting to the end of time, and, I don't want to be late to my next appointment. So, I want to thank all three of you gentlemen for hanging out with me today. And for shedding some light on what you do. And Eric, man, I'll be there Friday. And
excellent.
Let's just see if we can't have a real good party, huh?
All righty. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us, Keith.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys, this has been Pensacola Business Radio. You guys can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pecola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.